L repeater. W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
AA2GC. AA2GC.
W2VL repeater. Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL
repeater. W2VL repeater. Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Whiskey Bravo 2, Mike, Sierra Bravo, mobile listening.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Whiskey Bravo 2, Mike Sierra Bravo, mobile listening.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
WH1UB.
Good afternoon. Name is Ed, Echo Delta.
This is WH1UB, and the name is Rudy, R-U-D-I. And can you give me a signal report? First time this radio has been on the air.
You're coming in pretty good, Rudy. A little scratchy, but the audio is good and solid. Where are you located?
Hang on a sec. All right, location is Belmore, New York. I'm running low power on an ICOM V8000. And you caught me with a mouthful of sandwich.
Well, it is lunchtime. I'm talking to you from out in Mount Sinai in Suffolk County, and I'm sitting right in Cedar Beach, if you're familiar with it, right on the Long Island Sound.
I'm slightly familiar with it, yes. So it's a pretty good haul. I'm using a mag mount antenna on a tripod. I made a quarter-inch thick plate that fits on any standard tripod. And now I have a ground plane to tripod and a mag mount antenna. I can switch and move and do things whatever I want. But I'm only running low power, so that's why I'm a little scratchy.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm talking to you on a Baofeng handheld, so I don't know how my signal is coming in.
Surprisingly well, both levels. And those Japanese radios, Chinese radios, I think are a great bang for the buck. They're good radios.
Yeah, I just got my technician license last week, so I'm kind of just getting my feet wet with a couple of different radios. I also have a TID radio that I bought from Amazon, so I have the two of them that I'm using, working on now.
I acquired a year or two ago a TYT 8000, and I tell you that was a much better radio than I ever expected. It's not a cheap radio on Amazon. I bought it through Marketplace on Facebook for $25, and it was an absolute dream. One of the best buys I ever made.
Yeah, you know, that was also one of the reasons I got into the hobby. It's so inexpensive now to get into the hobby. And, you know, once you're in and you start talking to people, you can decide, you know, how far you want to go with it.
Yep, that's the beautiful part of the hobby. And most people are quite agreeable to helping out, especially with new hams. And that's another good thing. I've been a ham since 1972, I think, 73, somewhere in there. So, yeah, I'm old.
Well, I'm old, too, but I just got into the hobby, and now I got to decide on joining a radio club at some point.
Well, right now you're using the Limark, Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club, repeater, and you're welcome to join us. We meet monthly in Levittown, and we have meetings all year round except for July and August. Then it's time to go out and play.
Yeah, I actually went to the ham fest in Bethpage yesterday for about an hour and met some people, so that was nice.
And that was yesterday, not today. I was there, too, annoying my fellow hams and acquaintances.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely glad that I got into the hobby. You know, it seems like a nice hobby, and like you said, a lot of the people are very friendly and very helpful.
And interestingly, that extends nationwide, and I would say worldwide. I was once in Holland. I spotted a house with antennas, and I banged on the door. some woman opened the door, and I said, is there a ham in the house? She says, yeah, my husband. And we spent an hour or two together just on me banging on the door, having recognizing antennas.
Nice, nice. That's, yeah, I'm sure, you know, even overseas, I'm sure hams are very friendly and willing to give advice and everything.
Yeah, I think at that time I had an advanced license, so I was allowed to use my handy talkie in Holland. Now some of the rules have changed. For instance, if you take a handheld walkie-talkie with you, you can use it on the designated frequencies, but you have to go narrowband, which is not the end of the world. The most handy talkies is just a click of the switch.
Right, yeah, roger that. Yeah, definitely, you know, like I said, I'm definitely happy that I got into the hobby. Everyone I've met so far was very helpful. I actually took the test 2 weeks ago right out there where they had the ham test yesterday, and I think it was the Grumman Radio Club that gave the test.
Probably Ed was there. I think he is, I think he might be the trustee of the repeater. I'm not sure, but he used to be. And it's a fair test. My cousin took the test 2 years ago. No? About a year ago. And he passed both the technician and the general test in an hour at Levittown Hall. He thought it was going to be difficult. I said, nah, you can make it. And he did. So now he's a general ham, and he's going to take his test for his extra class soon.
Yeah, that's right. It was Ed that gave the test, and very nice guy, very helpful. And, yeah, I'm going to start studying for the general now and take the general and see, you know, see how that goes.
Well, once you take the general test, you have enough experience in general. Oh, God, that's a funny pun. You know, you'll understand ham radio better, and you can work the low bands and do some DXing.
Yeah, sounds good, definitely, yeah. When I took the test, there were three of us taking the test. Two of us took the technician test. One guy 2 months ago had taken the technician and the general together, and he was just taking his extra test at that time.
Yeah, it can be done. I took my extra test, I think it was following Irene, Hurricane Irene. As I said, I got my advanced license in the 70s, 73, 74, somewhere around there. And decided when I had no electricity, I couldn't do much in anything sitting on the deck reading. So I said, let me go for the extra test, and did, passed. Here I am, older than hell, and still just an extra.
Well, that's good for you. Good for you. Yeah, like I said, it's I'm very excited about being in the hobby and speaking to different people and you know, continuing to go forward from here.
Hang on a second. I want to plug in something. I can find out where. I plugged in something. And let's see if it works.
Hey.
Now it is. It was a remote speaker that I acquired at the ham fest yesterday.
Okay, yeah, you're still coming in good.
Well, I didn't change anything at the transmit site. Still using a quarter-wave antenna on 2 meters. It's a tram, one of those dual-frequency trams, which I really like. They're very useful, good antennas, and with a mag mount, that can be used on any car. I have the excess of the cable coiled up near the antenna. It'll act a little bit as a choke. And it's a tripod thing. I got to take some pictures and send it into QSD. It was one of my better ideas.
Yeah, good, good. You know, you, like I said, you come in very crystal clear. You're doing good. So, yeah. So I'm gonna say 73 to you. It was definitely nice chatting with you, and hopefully we'll chat again at some point. KE2DSL.
Not a difficult call to remember. KE2DSL. That sounds familiar. digital something or other language. Now, there you go. Digital state language. All right, good meeting you, and I'm going to be probably tearing this down because I'm on TV. WA2NUB will be clear, this frequency. Thanks for the signal report.
Enjoy your day.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
YYC.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
N2YYC.
N2YYC, KV2YVR.
KV2YVR, N2YYC, good afternoon. Howard, out on the water on my boat by Jones Beach. How are you today?
Good, can't complain. You're enjoying the weather, huh? And your boat. That's good. I like that. Nothing better than that. Over to you.
Yes, beautiful day. Coming here for a nice day, not too hot. What are you doing?
I just get off from work, and I just went to the supermarket with my wife. So I'm just heading home now. So, and what else is going to be in the house? Don't know yet. It's always something in the house.
How's you doing the supermarket? Any bargain?
Can you repeat that?
Bargains in the supermarket. Getting bargains.
No, not really. Everything's cool. So, I'm just getting home by Import Washington. Can't complain. The weather is beautiful. Very nice. I wish I can have my boat. So, got sold. How are you?
What kind of boat did you have?
No, it wasn't mine. It was my son. I don't even have a clue what kind of boat it was. It's, you know, like a fishing boat, something like that. But it was nice. But he didn't use it no more, so he decided to sell it.
Well, yeah, it's the best thing. Not using a boat, best to sell it. Of course, your money, you know, use it on a trailer or dock it.
No, it's anchor right here in port. He never traveled with that. He just, you know, he wintered out and he just put it in a bay right there. And, you know, he never used it. He never took it out. He bought it, bring it in, and kept it in the water. And, you know, right here in Port Washington. So. But he decided to sell it. He didn't use it no more.
Get any use out of it, or you just had it sitting on a mooring?
I'm having problems to hear you. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's because the AC was too fast, too loud.
Well, I might not be making the repeater great. How do you copy now?
That was better. Maybe 2YVO for station ID.
N2YYC. So, where are you located?
I'm in Port Washington.
Okay, very good, yeah. South Shore, down here by Jones Beach. Thanks.
Yeah, I used to work there, Island Park. It's a nice area. Really nice area. There's a lot of traffic in the Austin Boulevard. People driving like nothing. It's raising to me. Over to you.
Yeah, it seems to be a problem on Long Island. People drive too fast. They don't seem to be doing much about it.
Yeah, unfortunately, the people don't respect, you know, they're raising like, a, you know, crazy. Give me a sec. I'll be right back. I got to move my other truck. Give me a sec. Give me 2YZ.
And 2YYZ, I will be.
WB2ZSC. Hi, Stephen. WB2ZSC, WB2IKT.
How are you?
Hi, George. And I see there was somebody else in there. Oh, you're absolutely down in the noise, but I caught it. And 2YYC, WB2ZSC.
Alright, any better now?
Like night and day.
Alright, just hold me and be up, upright. If that makes a big difference. Go to the ham fest?
Yeah, I was there for a couple hours in the morning.
How was the turnout?
It was a smaller physical area, but it was a reasonable turnout, but I didn't stay for the whole thing, so it could have, I don't know if it would have gotten busy or not, but, yeah, there were people there, and there were people selling, and there were people buying. WB2IKT. And I was there, too, and I think the turnout was roughly 300 people or so, you know, plus or minus 3 dB. That's only an estimate. Lots of folks there. Steve, I wandered about and I did not see the stupid little piece I was looking for. The basically the RF front end of a Tran track or Micor. None to be found. I guess they're in a museum someplace. Oh, I just thought of something. I may have some Master 2 front ends around if I get into the shop. When do you need it for?
Beginning of July, there is a, I'm giving a presentation to the IEEE on repeater technology. And one of the things that I need to talk about is a very sharp and steep curved RF front end. And have an example of something like that would be great, because it's obviously different than the way we would do things today, and certainly not the ordinary way that we did most things back in the day. Steve?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. I may have a UHF front end board from a Master 2. I just thought about that. And I got to remember what next time I'm in the office.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to leave the other guys out of it, but kind of looking for one that has the helical resonators in it. And I don't remember if the UHF ones were just empty cavities or if they also had tiny little coils in them. I just don't remember.
Yeah, like I said, I think they manufactured it with the coils on the board and the cavity getting put over it.
Yeah, that sounds right. Oh, by the way, let me give you a traffic report. Every single, I was in Hicksville, I crossed over the Northern State and LIE, and both were completely, totally jammed as far as my eye could see. Nothing seemed to be moving.
Yeah, actually, I came from the other direction on the expressway before, and I think there was an accident somewhere near Southwest of Bay Road, because it was going eastbound, because all the traffic's on the service road right now. And it was holding up the westbound traffic. As soon as you got past it, it was like nobody on the expressway. So I am just trying to make the right onto South Oyster Bay Road.
Yeah, okay. You're a bit west of me. Howard, any comments on the traffic? Are you out sunning yourself on the bay?
N2YYC, I can't make any comments. Looks like Ocean Parkway is moving nicely, if that helps.
I guess if we were near there, it would be a help. Okay, good to know. Thanks. Steve?
Yeah, I'm just heading down to get the car washed.
This is a KE2DFA. How's my signal here? I'm at the beach.
Yeah, KE2DFA, WB2CFA. You sound perfectly fine.
What beach are you at?
You know, I wouldn't be paying attention to the radio if I was at the beach. Anyway, hi, Howard. George, I am just getting over to the car wash, so I'm going to say goodbye to both of you for about 10 or 15 minutes or whatever it takes to get through there. Okay, Steve, where is the, what do they call that over there? The cottage car wax, is that the one? Yeah, I'm at the one by Woodbury Road, just off of South Oyster Bay. Oh, okay. Okay. I was thinking of the one down by Stewart Avenue. Just over the South Coast of Peter. Okay, very good. Yeah, I'm by 106 and 25A. And about to head onto some local streets. Okay, you have fun. I will be back shortly. WB2ZSE. Okay, over to YYC. This is WB2IKK.
Your YYC, make sure he takes down his antenna before he goes to the car wash. Your YYC, where were you talking about all that traffic?
Yeah, this is WB5KT. Howard, I was on Route 106, starting from Hicksville. I'm not on it anymore. I'm on some local streets. But I traveled north on 106, and every single eastbound road I looked at was jammed to the gills. Up to and including 25A that I just got off of. The queue at each traffic light is blocks and blocks long. I have the impression they're trying to evacuate New York City. It looks that bad.
Wow, that's strange. I wonder what's caused that.
Yeah, I kind of missed your comments. The audio was pretty low and you probably went through a weak spot.
I was asking, do you know what caused all that traffic?
Yeah, honestly, I don't have a clue. When I passed the Hicksville Railroad Station, the parking lot was only half full. And since today is Monday, that's usually normal because a lot of people are now working from home, and Mondays and Fridays are the days that they usually don't go in. So apparently they went in via car or for some other reason. I don't know. I know that today is the cricket match out in Eisenhower Park, but I don't know why that would affect 25A. I mean, that's kind of way out of the way. And to YYC, it is KV2 YVO.
YVO recognized the station there also. Cricket match. Imagine it's going to cause some traffic, but like you said, not that far away. All right, over to YVO.
Yeah, sure. So I just want to say 73, guys. I just parked my truck and I got it unloaded. God bless you. Enjoy you both. I'll speak to you another time. 73, KU2YVO. Office clear.
73, I'm sorry. I don't know the call yet, so you should want to pick up.
Yeah, George, WB2IKT. I guess I'm going to sign, too. If one had asked me if the cricket match would make that much traffic, I would have seriously doubted it, because for the life of me, I couldn't have imagined that that many people, especially in this area, would sign up for a cricket match. But I could very well be mistaken, because the traffic stats kind of
prove it. Well, hopefully whatever it was will not be ongoing. All right, 73 and 2YYC.
Okay, 73. Have a good day. WB2IKT is clear.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
KD2KNH, Charlie, WA2ZFM. KD2FIU, George, WA2ZFM. WA2ZFM is listening.
KE2 via testing 125, upward reach. One test concluded. Yes, I'm a sucker. That's you too, huh?
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
82AM Z Mobile.
W2VL repeater.
82AM Z Mobile.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
WP2EAV.
WB2E, good evening. Alpha Alpha 2, Tango Sierra Mobile, Riverhead, New York.
Good evening, good evening. Riverhead, okay. You're a little bit noisy. I assume you're going through the Southern repeater. Name is Ed. meandering around the Syosset area.
Okay, Edgar. Very good. Nice to hear you again. It's been a while. My name is Bill, Bravo India Lima Lima, and I am headed west, so hopefully getting closer to the machine. I've got a good copy on you, a little bit of picket fencing, but I don't think that's you, and the repeater's coming in well here. Nice evening. Starting to cool off.
Oh, yeah, it was quite a splendid day today. No, I'm just doing something ridiculous. I am making a trip to Home Depot. I decided to do a little bit of weed whacking before dinner, and the string trimmer ran out of the string and it shake. And I don't have any of the right replacement string. So I looked it up, found out Home Depot is exactly what I want, and I said, I'll get it in the morning. Then the SYL asked me what I'm doing. I told her, she says, no, I'm not making dinner yet. Put it in now.
Very good. Well, it is the time of year for weed whacking. I was cutting grass yesterday and probably will weed whack before too much more time goes by. And, yeah, I've been there before, run out of the plastic string, the cutting string. So good luck. I certainly hope they have it. It's life is a lot easier these days. You know, I remember telling our girls when they were younger, you know, when I was a kid, you'd go to a store and you would never know if they have it. Now you can look online to see if they have it. And the inventory stocking and registering is pretty good. So good luck. And then you're going to try and finish that weed whacking before it gets dark tonight?
No, the idea is to run out now and get it, because who knows what's going to happen in the morning that will get in the way. This way, you know, once I have the string, I can take care of it immediately. I'm more worried about, because one of these things, once you stop, getting restarted takes a long time.
Well, there is something to be said for, keeping your momentum going. And I agree with the old maxim, never put off tomorrow what you can do today. So if you get that string, good on you. Okay, very good. And then I hope you'll have a quiet evening. I've got about 92 more miles to go. Should be back home to Westchester County a little after 8 p.m. Take care of a couple things, and then I'll turn in for the night. This is AA2TS Mobile.
Are you going to be going past exit 41 on the LIE?
Yes, unless Google reroutes me, I will. Typically, it takes me, I take the Long Island Expressway west all the way to the Cross Island Parkway, unless there's an accident or significant traffic.
No, it's just right now I'm waiting for the traffic light at exit 41 of the LIE. And the traffic was, westbound traffic looks good, but I didn't see you there, so I guess I'm a little bit early.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood your question. Oh, no, I'm just west of Riverhead. It's going to take me a while to get to exit 41. I got to get through the 60s, the 50s first. QSL?
You did not misunderstand my question. I took what you said and made it into a ridiculous joke.
Well, you know, Ed, it's not too easy to see my car. It's hard to miss. I've got a 10-foot HF antenna on it. A lot of people, they go about their lives and they don't notice it, but quite a few do, and hams almost always notice it.
So it's an HF antenna. What do you have on, what antenna are you using right now?
Well, so on 2 meters and 70 centimeters, I use a Comet antenna. It's a quarter wave on 2 meters. Good antenna. But I have an ICOM 7000 also in the car. I'm talking to you now on a Yaesu, a dual-band Yaesu, VHF, UHF. But for HF, I use an ICOM 7000 that I bought used. And that antenna, it's not a common one, Ed. I call it an outbacker on steroids. It's a base-loaded coil about 12 inches with tap holes. On top of that, the two brothers that were building these in Michigan at the time, looks like they put a 10-meter hamstick on it. It's about 9.5 feet from head to toe, and it works very, very well. But there is currently an HF radio blackout for the most part. I tried to check into the New York State phone and traffic emergency net on 80 meters. No luck. I almost always get in there. There's not too much activity on 80 and 40. So I'll play with the repeaters on the drive home.
Okay. No, it's just I was wondering about the set of the antennas. You have this huge HF antenna, so I'm wondering how big your VHF / UHF antenna was. It's quite the dichotomy. You know, one's really big, one's kind of small. Listen, I am here. I assume you ain't going nowhere. So I'll be back in a little bit. Actually, I lied. I was stopping you over at the supermarket. I just realized this. One thing we're running low on, but since I go past the supermarket on the way to Home Depot, why not? But I should be done with both of them in about 15 minutes, and I assume you'll be here. So I'll check in and see what kind of progress you're doing. Are you prepared? You've heard of helicopter parenting? Have you ever heard of helicopter acquaintance?
Well, I've not heard of that. Of course, I've heard of helicopter parenting. And the UHF, VHF antennas, I have two of them on the truck, one for the A2 and one for the ICOM 7000. They're, you know what, 38 inches tall in that ballpark. And, well, good luck at Home Depot and the grocery store. And if I don't get pulled away from this repeater, I'll be here. Some of the guys have been, they're going to try and pick me up on the Middle Island repeater 146.820, but they might not show. So good to talk to you again, Ed. Good luck at Home Depot.
Thank you. If I miss you later, have a safe trip home. All right, WB2EAD clear. I don't know. The two are still so close to each other, no point even getting all in between. So see you in about 15 or 20. WB2EAD.
Very good. AA2TS mobile monitoring.
AA2TS WA1YYQ mobile.
Hey, Dan. Been thinking about you over the weekend. How you doing, my friend?
Doing good, doing good. Just heading back home. I'm just doing a couple of errands up out here in the northern part of Greenwich. I heard you on the repeater. You sound good. And, boy, those HF bands, they really were lousy over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I went out to the island. I'm coming home now. Spent a couple of days out there. And, you know, one of the many things I like to do is play radio. And didn't get too much HF working, but all is good. I had a lot to do inside and outside of the house. And I just sent you a quick text. I got a really cool tour of the Greenport, New York power plant yesterday, the Peconic Radio Club. And, you know, I always think, I got to join. So I met a bunch of the guys, and I'm definitely going to join, get the family membership. And maybe if I can pull it off, they're doing field day at Hortons Point Lighthouse June 22nd, June 23rd. So we'll see.
Okay, that's, I'm a member of that club. I think I mentioned that to you. So I use it when I go out there. But it's good you got the tour. I did get your text. I've just been busy with stuff, but I did get the text. And I even brought, you know, I was up there for 2 weeks. And before I went, in between, of course, we went to Montreal. Sorry I missed you there. We were just doing so many things. But I brought all my HF gear, and I did not even set up the antenna. That's how bad it was. I wasn't even going to waste my time. I hope I'm still making the repeater. Am I still coming in?
Very good signal, Dan. No problem. Yeah, no worries. I just found it comical that we were in Montreal at the same time, and if we happen to cross paths. But, you know, you know what it's like, and you probably you know don't want to. my kids can be a little voluble at times. But you know what's interesting? When we left Montreal on Memorial Day, you know, we left about 8:30. Worked every net control on eCars from Jerry K1WTX, who opened up eCars, all the way through to the end of the day at 1:30 with Jeff NJ2US. And I found that surprising, you know, given how up and down the bands were.
Yeah, there was a little opening, I think, right at that on that moment, because I was driving back, and I know I got your text, you heard me. I did not hear you calling me, so I don't know what happened there. I might have turned it off, or I might have my wife or something. I didn't even know you were there with the kids. That's interesting. I thought you were just there with your wife, but that's nice. It was a nice trip. We went to the farmer's market up there in Montreal. Just an amazing farmer's market. I don't know if you were able to catch it. And we went to museums. We did a lot of sightseeing. And we had dinner. I don't know if you heard this restaurant, Damos. D-A-M-A-S. Damos, I think it's called. So we had dinner there one night. And we stayed at the Hotel William... William something. Down in the old city, which was nice, but it was very touristy. We didn't expect it to be so touristy, but we walked the city. We walked all the way up, and I know you had, and we did have lunch on Crescent Street also. Over.
AA2TS Mobile returning. Well, very good. Yeah, we booked it last minute, so the youngest was off from school Friday. They made it a four-day weekend. The eldest is taking online classes, but she's home with us in Pleasantville. She doesn't have anything. So Thursday night we booked it. We got in the car Friday morning. We were staying very close to McGill University. You know, we didn't have a lot of choice. We were price sensitive, so we, you know, booked what was affordable. We had a good time, and as you know, the weather was good, and we walked all over the place, you know, enjoyed the restaurant. So, you know, it was a good trip for the kids, and I always like to show them how big New York State is. We've done a couple drives where you just drive for hours and hours and hours. Because, you know, a lot of young people think New York is Times Square.
Yeah, I just have to pause for the tones because we're coming on different inputs. Okay, I'm almost home, but before I go, did you go to the Chocolatier on Crescent Street?
Yes, we did, another very cool spot. And by the way, I did hear you when you were mobile on Memorial Day. I heard you check in with Jeff, and I tried to catch you, and then he called for you, too. So we just figured that you had something better to do, and you pulled the plug. But you were about a 5'6". I actually heard you quite well in the mobile.
Yeah, and I actually checked into that the net at 5:30, which I was driving up to Katona and back, and they heard me nicely. So the mobile's working good, and your mobile's working good when I hear you. So we got a good setup going on. Still mobile until we get those electric cars. We're still staying mobile. And somebody saw me in Mamaroneck. A ham operator's wife took a picture of my car in Mamaroneck on Sunday or Saturday. We were heading to Larchmont Farmer's Market. He sent me a nice email. He's never been on the air, but he has a license. Anyway, I'm close to home, and good to hear you. Hope things are good. When things quiet down for me a little bit, I'll be back in touch. But I'm around. I do get your text, and I'm around. So I hope everything's good with you, and I hope, sounds like you had a great trip. The weather was spectacular, and life goes on. So I'll talk to you soon. You take care. 73. AA2TS Mobile from Whiskey Alpha 1, Yankee, Quebec Mobile.
73 is Dan. Thanks for the call. Please say hello to your significant other for us. And I've been aggregating a list of professional questions for you, but I wanted to hold off until you touched down and got things sorted out. Catch you later. AA2TS Mobile. I'll be monitoring here.
AA2TS. AA2TS MZ2K. NZ2K calling AA2TS.
Good evening, Paul. AA2TS Mobile. How copy? Exit 64 on the Long Island Expressway headed west. You sound good.
Yeah, I'm on the Kenwood here in the house, so I'm glad you're hearing me good. Anyway, lost a little bit of weight, I think. I don't know, maybe 5 or 10 pounds I've lost in the last couple of weeks. I'm still going to keep going. I got a long ways to go, and I'm not going to try to push it, but start eating a lot more salads and drink a lot more water and do some walking here and there. Anyway, hope you had a good weekend. Hope everything was okay for you, and it's good to hear you. Miss talking with you. I know you've been pretty busy.
Yeah, Paul, nice to hear you. It was a good weekend, good weather, and my sister and her husband were out for a bit, so we got to see them and my cousins. But sadly, my wife and kids, they were so busy over the weekend, they couldn't join us. So headed home now, see what's going on is on the home front. Yeah, probably got about another, probably be home a little after 8 o'clock. But, man, the HF bands are not working too well. I tried to check into New York Phone State Traffic and Emergency Net, and, man, nobody could hear me. Amazing.
Yes, that's okay. That's A2TS. Yeah, it's crazy, I guess. Yeah, you know, people are busy at this time. There's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of activities, you know, trying to get back to normalcy after being sequestered for a couple of years anyhow. Yeah, I'm glad I'm retired. I don't have to do all that crazy nonsense anymore, and pretty much it anyway. Anyhow, sound like you're doing good. I guess you're probably, you left about 10 after 6 o'clock, yeah. So it's about a two-hour ride, maybe 2 1/4-hour ride back to the Westchester area from out on Long Island. I guess you run into some traffic, right?
Well, Paul, if you don't hit any traffic, it's about 2 hours and 15 minutes. I left a little before 6, but I wanted to make sure I was firmly within the footprint of the repeaters so I wasn't too noisy to the person I was talking to. But, yeah, it is a very busy time of the year, and with your weight, you, kudos. But, again, as you say, don't go too quickly. You know, you really need, like, people don't like to hear this, like a 2-year plan to get down to your weight. And one thing you should do, you want to make sure you don't lose muscle mass, so probably should do, you know, some resistance training if you're not doing it already. And ironically, if your weight goes up a little bit but you put on muscle, you'll be healthier. And muscle weighs quite a bit. So, you know, somebody could weigh 190, you know, maybe 15% body fat, and they look fairly lean. They could be 190 and be, you know, 24% body fat and look a little puffy. So muscle is a good thing. I had the kids watch a TED Talk, only about 11 minutes, Dr. Gabriella Lyons. You know, we've known this empirically for a long time, but they're unraveling the science. They call muscle the longevity organ. All healthcare outcomes improve when muscle is, you know, the greater proportion of your body mass. Longevity improves, you know. So weight is a little less important. It's your body fat content. For men, you want to be below 20%. The more muscle you have, the better you'll feel, you know, the longer you'll live and the fewer health problems you'll have.
Yep, that's true. I agree with you 100%. Yeah, I'm on a 2-year plan. I'm even looking at a 1-year plan. I've been through this before, and I'm finding that I'm just not hungry that much anymore, but I eat. I don't force myself to eat, but I eat. And every time I eat, it's like, you know, maybe I can cut the portions a little bit more. So, you know, trying to that. Yeah, anytime I get under 208, I start getting sick really easily. Like my immune system doesn't work and stuff, and that's the story. It's kind of hard as you get older to keep muscle mass. I mean, you really have to modify your diet for certain things, and, you know, my friend calls it not physical therapy. He had a word for it, almost like Tai Chi, but it isn't. You got to keep moving around a lot. But anyway, yeah, that's true. That's true. I was thinking about it. You know, there's just no way I could do all the stuff I used to do when I was 55. You know, 10 years ago. I tried. You know, and it's just gotta take it in spurts and stuff. Not being out of shape, it's just age. You know, your organs and everything are aging, your body's aging. So anyway, that's the story. But we'll be okay. I think my brother-in-law won't be up. And I got to work on my brother a little bit, too. He's got a long ways to go, but I get him to drop a little bit. One thing at a time, that's it. You know, I mean, but yeah, it's you're true.